Full Metal Jacket on the show with us once again. Slayer and Exodus's Gary Holt. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to have you back on the show. Lots going on with you, of course. Let's start with Slayer. Slayer's going on the road for the last time on a final world tour. Tom Araya had hinted about retirement a couple of years ago, but people are still surprised. Was it always the plan to end in 2018?
You know, I can't really comment on anything other than what the press release is put out there. You know, there'll be more info to follow. All I can say is that, you know, the band's going to go out swinging, and we're going to go out hard, and it's going to be epic. And from there, you know, just, you know, see whatever their avenues, roads take me.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Gary Holt is with us on the show tonight. And here's a tune from the last Exodus album, Blood In, Blood Out. This one features Kirk Hammett, Salt the Wound. Full Metal Jacket. We've got Slayer and Exodus guitarist Gary Holt on the show this evening. And Gary, Slayer's always been a metal rite of passage. Who do you think will be the must-see band for kids getting into metal after Slayer ends?
You know, that's a really hard question to answer. I mean, there's so many just amazing bands now, but it's also so much harder to, like, build, like, you know, a three-decade-long career, you know, in the music industry, you know? You know, bands like Slayer and Exodus and Megadeth and all of us, you know, we are fortunate to be old. We started before downloading. It was called tape trading, you know, and we're able to build a fan base. And now, you know, it's much harder. There's so many killer bands, you know, from like Municipal Waste, who you can hardly call a new band. They're veterans now, you know, they've been around forever, you know, and Power Trip and so many more. But, you know, as far as filling the big venues, you know, it's going to be hard for another one to come up, an extreme metal band to like get to that level, just because the business model has changed so much, you know. But I hope so, you know. It's like rap is the number one music form in America, first time ever. It's not rock and roll, and that pisses me off, angers me to no end.
Slayer and Exodus guitarist Gary Holt is my guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Gonna take a quick break, still to come this hour. We'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. And up next, music from Overkill, and we'll check out a new tune from Under Oath. Full Metal Jacket, Slayer and Exodus guitarist Gary Holt is my guest on the show tonight. And Exodus has long been regarded as a pioneering band right alongside Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer. Do you feel any greater sense of responsibility to continue that thrash lineage with Exodus once there's an absence of Slayer?
Well, Exodus are, you know, that's my life, you know. It's like my childhood friends, you know, I'm playing music with there, you know, and they've been super supportive in my absence, and nobody more so than the Exodus fans themselves. But, you know, I've been writing for the last several months, you know, and Tom Hunting and I are like both of the mind, you know, like-minded in wanting to take as long as it takes to make the next record. We want to make the most badass thing anybody's ever heard. And the new material is just simply just devastating. Just so crushing. And, you know, the only responsibility I feel is the band's fans and our own legacy. You know, I don't ever want to, like, you know, hit the stage and appear to be, like, way past my prime. You know, it's like you know, I feel I'm in my prime now. You know, I'm soon, you know, I'll be 54 in May, and I feel as confident in my abilities as a player and on stage as I've ever have. You know, I have to take better care of myself to do it. You know, when I was young, I didn't take care of myself at all. But, you know, we're just going to keep waving the flag of thrash metal. You know, I've always been proud to be a standard bearer. And I always will, you know. It's the music form we helped invent, you know, and I love it, and it's done very well for me in my life, you know, and I'll never take it for granted.
Full Metal Jacket, Gary Holt is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about Slayer and Exodus. Gary's going to be picking music in just a bit. We've got Josta's weekly pick from The Pit coming up, music from Iron Maiden, and more. So stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt of Exodus and Slayer is my guest on the show tonight. And you've been playing with Slayer for 7 years. What is going to be the biggest adjustment for you when it's done?
There won't be. I'm fortunate in that. I won't have to, someone else in this similar circumstance, start over. I'm sure there are a lot of fans who, I see some of the funny memes out there on Instagram. There's a lot of fans who come back, but I have two musical families, 7 years. That's crazy. And something that I thought was going to be a few months long, and unfortunately tragedy struck and still here, I'm not taking that for granted either. But, I wish Jeff was here. But I'm just going to enjoy it while I can and move on, to other chapters, Exodus and other projects I've wanted to do and haven't had time. Time is something in short supply sometimes. And I'm just, stay busy.
Slayer and Exodus guitarist Gary Holt with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Pantera, Manowar. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt is my guest on the show tonight. And Gary, people will speculate what Tom Araya will do next, what Kerry King will do next. What will you do after Slayer with Exodus and otherwise?
I'll probably be on the road few weeks later. I'm just gonna keep writing music, writing riffs, playing guitar. That's what I love to do, and as far as what anybody else is gonna do, that's a question only they can answer. But for myself, do what I've been doing, headbang. I fear if I stop, I'll never be able to start up.
Full Metal Jackie coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Tesseract, and we'll have more with our guest Gary Holt. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt of Exodus and Slayer is my guest on the show this evening. And Exodus was expected to have already started recording a new album, but you've been taking more time with the songwriting. What will be different about the next Exodus album?
That's always a hard question to define for me, sometimes what's different to me isn't different to other people. Am I trying to retread the same thing? I never do. I think all of our last five albums are different in their own way, yet 100% Exodus. Maybe in some ways some of the riffs are a little more dissonant and bone-crushingly brutal, yet some of the stuff I'm writing is really melodic. Everything seems to be jumping out with really big badass choruses, it's heavy, it's fast, crushing, no one's going to be disappointed. That's for sure. No one's going to say we watered anything down. They're going to say they turned it up fucking 10 notches. I just challenged myself to see where I could take this thing called thrash metal, and this band Exodus, see where we as five guys can, how far we can push the boundaries.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gary Holt is my guest on the show tonight. The last Big Four show, Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer, was almost 7 years ago. Do you think Slayer announcing its farewell might motivate one more Big Four show?
I have no idea. I know Dave Mustaine would like to see it. He said so much publicly. I can't comment on any of that stuff, All I can comment on is we've got some dates coming up. It's tour of the summer. It's going to be epic.
Awesome. Well, Gary, looking forward to seeing you out with both Exodus and with Slayer. And thank you so much for taking the time, and see you soon.
Thank you. See you soon.
Full Metal Jackie, music from Pantera after this.